Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from Socially Awkward, Arcade Bros, and The Idiot Section. You're listening to another great show on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com. Hello, and this is Stephen Mooney. I'm here to talk to you about one of our proud sponsors on the 4i Radio Network. They are called America Joy Print Shop. If you're looking to do business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, then definitely check out AmericaJoy.com for more information. And tell them the Fern sent you.
To the Underground Railroad.
Welcome, welcome. Howdy, rowdy. Rowdy, howdy.
You're this back. Show is going to suck.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to suck.
Shut up, Mark.
It's going to suck.
No, Mark, please keep talking because it'll suck if you're not.
If you don't talk.
If you're not
we need you.
I didn't go
you're
to yoga
glue.
Tonight. We're going to be just fine.
Okay.
I was way
yell.
Too centered last time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had my chi going on.
Yeah.
And it was like I was in touch with my inner child and fuck that little bitch. I've had enough of him.
Really? Yeah, no, you need to
you don't
whip
like
that
being
kid.
A grown up child on your inner I don't know. Never mind.
See, you're already sucking. God, it's too early.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta say, your shirt is awesome. I just realized that the peace sign are two skateboards.
Really? Most people think it's penises.
Really? They must
could be
a
penis.
Really, really
a penis with a piercing.
Penises.
Well, like, they're just,
ones
you
with
know,
a lot of genital warts or something. I don't know.
I guess you
but
could say that.
That's definitely
you know where
skateboard.
I got the shirt? Okay. Where I got most of my clothing. Still
from
the
Goodwill.
The
alley
the majority,
behind your house.
No. No, that's where I put the clothes I didn't want
okay.
for the others.
And thank you, by the way. I love them.
Yeah, we but enjoy them.
Your clothes.
I am. Yeah, I, yeah.
They're
I
amazing.
Thought that was you guys. I could hear a little.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, a little slumber party talk when you get off with my clothing.
Yes.
But I got all this stuff. I used to do storage shed auctions. And,
oh, right.
And basically.
That's awesome.
Still over 50% of my wardrobe is from these storage shed auctions from 5 years
ago. But you capitalized on it years ago before like Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah. Before all those shows came up.
And all that
and,
shit.
And it was and it was good. I had this little eBay business that was doing
what?
Really well.
Nice.
And
what was the weirdest thing you found?
Penis pump. Actually, in
which
this
he
one,
still
in,
uses
in,
to
in
this
one
day.
Shed, I found 3 penis pumps, 15 crack pipes. I counted them all. And this the biggest box of porn videotapes that you have ever
VHS.
Seen.
VHS.
Yeah, yes.
I was really waiting for you to be like doing a Christmas song. Be like, I found 3 penis pumps, 2 crack pipes, 1 big thing of porn.
And a dildo in
so
a
So you
pear
basically
tree.
Found Charlie Sheen's storage.
You could say that if Charlie
winning.
Just, if he wasn't if he wasn't so winning, it would have been his.
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
But the good thing about that shed was I found a cashier's check that was like unsigned for $400.
Scores?
Yes.
And,
yeah,
and
that is awesome.
And what I believe happened was because
they lost.
Due
they
to
were
the
so high.
Due to the amount of crack pipes that I saw or meth
yeah.
pipes, I'm not sure which you know particular glass pipe it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But
which
due
glass
to the amount, what and the way it was stored was what happened was there was a bust that went down, and you know everyone got carted off to jail. Because no one leaves a – there was like a wallet with a $400 cashier's check in it. No one just goes, oh, I'm going to put this in storage. Someone goes, okay, you're evicted. Everyone's in jail. Listen, you're the brother, the sister, the mother of. You put all this shit, get this shit out of here, and they put it in storage.
That's exactly
And they
what
didn't
happened.
Keep the bill up, and I got it.
I think that's what's about to happen to my next door neighbors. As far as like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, you were
kind everything you have in here, like,
because they're tweakers, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I've been living in my new place for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't been that long.
A month and a half, something.
Yeah. Like I moved in middle of
1974.
Mid-December 1974 is when
she's a time jumper.
I moved in.
That's fun.
And I, within like the first week of my living there, I hear this obvious domestic dispute like through the shared wall of my next door neighbors. See them the next day, and I'm like, oh, this makes a lot more sense. Because I was like,
what
okay,
do they look like?
The female, she looks a little just rough around the edges. Like she's borderline getting into being a crust punk. The male, however, there's only two ways you look like that much of a piece of shit. You're either terminally ill or you're addicted to hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
It's cancer or speed.
Or meth.
Yeah. I really thought Aaron was with it. Or you're my brother, Stevie.
No.
Oh.
Look at your self-deprecating humor. Look at you.
So this like continues though, where it's like twice a week I'm hearing doors slamming and screaming and just like obviously these people have issues and
they're playing a really intense game of choose your own adventure books.
Maybe. That's all full of you're a fucking liar and
it's in the fine print,
bitch. I don't know, but
I missed that one.
So basically, like the other week, I had the maintenance guy at my place because we were getting it on. No, that's not what
I really thought. That was it.
Waxing.
I thought you wanted me to fix your air conditioner.
Well, like I have all these maintenance issues, which always happens to me when I move into places. It's like...
Because you're high maintenance.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you got to come over and curl my hair. But he leaked info to me that they're getting kicked out. And then yesterday he was there and was like, yeah, I don't know why these guys are still here. Guess we're going to have to get some legal court action in on it.
Dang.
Was it a leak or was it more a crystal meth rant?
I think he...
Was it a leak or a dam break?
I think the maintenance guy was like...
Oh, it was the maintenance guy.
The maintenance guy told me about it. And he let me know that it wasn't like by choice. It was like the owners were like, y'all gotta get the fuck out of here.
Can you imagine what it smells like?
Wait, so you have a southerner owner like, y'all gotta get the heck out of here, please.
No, that's just...
What, in tarnation?
Yeah, why are you making up characters? I'm sick of this. You and this Amanda girl that doesn't exist.
Amanda exists.
Hey, do you know what the best thing about tonight was? Because you know that app on the phones, Voxer?
Yes.
The fact that you were voxing me, hey, yeah, I'm waiting for Natalie, and then it stayed on for 5 minutes and I listened to both of you talk and I'm going, oh my God, I'm going to get the inside slumber party dirt. This is incredible. And it was the same thing you guys talk about when you're in front of me.
We did it on purpose.
It was terrible.
We tried to.
I wanted to hear this. Like, I wanted to hear this like, oh my God, we're going to start making out or something. Don't let them find out about our lesbian affair. Please. No, let them find out.
I know.
And it was just the same old.
Nothing too exciting.
God, I want to hit you over the head with a pillow.
I know.
Mark was really getting into it. Mark was just like, oh, and then he's all like,
here's the good part. Here's the good part. No.
And then he's just like, what the hell is this?
And then
and then he's looking at me like I had something. I'm like, I don't even, what?
Yeah.
Didn't even realize I was still voxing.
I realized that you didn't realize that, but I needed, you know, more from you. I hope they shut up and stop some beer, please.
We got the beer before we got together.
We'll have to make up for that one. We'll send a good one next time.
Make out?
We'll make out for that one. Okay. No.
Yeah.
Cool.
It'll be in the middle of an orgy next time.
Yes.
And we'll try to get video of it too, just for you.
Okay. An origami.
But actually,
yeah, it'll be during origami.
Okay,
practice.
First off, it's so much hotter. I want to see that origami orgy. Where it's just a bunch of people sitting around making origami, and then they like, oh, I'm a crane.
And then they fuck each other.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, you just took it to a dark place.
It would have been really hotter if you guys just didn't realize I was listening. And
I know.
You're not going to be able to fake it to me.
No.
You're like, oh, we're going to make it up for you. We're going to, like, you know, dry hump. And
that's
like
actually happened where I left it on accident and dry humped somebody. And they heard it. No. Where I was, like, talking shit about somebody.
Natalie, you were specifically talking shit about a former boyfriend of yours.
Yes.
Are you over that by now?
Oh, yeah.
God, you were so
depressed.
I was like,
okay,
oh,
first
God,
off,
even my gay friends would have said, that's really gay, Natalie.
No, not
gay. Well, she already confessed her love over the airwaves last week, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is like a, you know.
Oh, by the way.
However I feel at the moment thing.
Yeah, basically.
Mark, you and I have a really big announcement.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to announce this. What is it?
You don't remember.
We're engaged.
We're pregnant.
Yes! I knew it!
We're getting married.
I love that about us.
Except for, no,
I was about to say, I was like, and then...
Except for...
Not at all.
And I was about to say, and then another Mooney bites the dust.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
But another engaged
in fun?
I don't know what actually triggered it. Something about Vegas and being drunk on the Long Wong's patio. You were like, we should go to Vegas and get married.
I know. We're bringing Amanda.
And we should bring
the
Amanda.
Imaginary friend.
Because, yeah, who doesn't exist in Steve's eyes. But ears.
Steve's eyes and ears are so.
Next up.
Big, small.
What? In comparison to the fact that he hasn't sat down in a vinyasana,
where are you going with
your other and enlightened himself to all of the beauty and vastness that
holds
the
world is.
Where are you going with that?
That went in a tunnel. Speaking of tunnel,
just because you haven't met somebody doesn't mean they don't exist.
Hey, Natalie's trying to talk about tunnels.
Shut up, Aaron.
Yes.
AKA your
they
vagina.
Don't exist.
No, I'm just kidding. I have a funny story, you guys, about tunnels.
I can't wait for this. This is gonna be a total shit show. I know it.
Okay,
bring it.
All right, let's hear it, you guys, and I need some participation. So we went hiking.
Who's we and where were you hiking?
So me, my brother, and his very, very young and spicy Hungarian girlfriend.
Yes.
Right. But, so we went on a little hike, you know, close to the Ahwatukee area. And,
South Mountain up that way?
Yes.
Okay. I go there.
It's awesome. Have you been to the mining hole?
No.
The mining tunnel? The old mining tunnel. Hole.
AKA
the old mining tunnel.
No.
There's gold in them hills.
Watch out for those critters that might be hanging out around those parts.
I tell you what, I went up there looking for some gold. Didn't find anything. Found a hermaphrodite, though.
That was a gator.
And now I got crabs.
Okay.
Crabs! Crabs on my balls.
Natalie, continue.
Oh, yes. Where was I? Thank you, Marcus, for reminding me that I was... telling a story.
Yes.
Yeah, so we went, there's a mining hole that's at least, that just sounds really funny.
I don't know why you just say mine shaft.
Yeah, mine shaft. The mining hole.
There's no shaft. Okay. You wish, but there's not.
You take the shaft.
There's a mining shaft.
You gotta
bring
the shaft to the hole.
Hey, that mining shaft is one bad mother. No one's gonna follow up on that? Fine.
Yeah,
I just want to play Candy Crush Saga on Facebook right now.
No, you don't.
I know, right?
Let me continue.
So,
I'm sorry.
We decide to go in there, okay? Because I've never seen one, okay? And so we go in deep, like deep, okay? And it reeks of bat piss, and like there's bats like coming at us in like all angles. and my dog is with us. And all of a sudden,
the Pippin Monster.
Yeah.
Pippin Monster strikes again.
Pippin Monster upset some bats. So we're deep, deep, so deep. And hard. I mean, we're,
to the moon,
we're deep.
We're deep. Pleasure
Island.
Pleasure Island. To the moon. Deep in the mining hole.
And like, I'm like, Tim, I think I, and all we have is my phone as a flashlight, which, I mean, it's okay, but it's nothing
is Tim
spectacular. He,
okay,
we,
continue.
We
I'm
are
sorry.
Related.
I'm sorry.
But because of a shaft. But,
okay.
No, he's my brother.
So it's a southern thing.
Yeah. He got circumcised because I got kicked in the mouth. So,
well played, madame.
So
you're in this bat cave.
Okay, you're in a bat
we're
cave.
In this bat, okay, we're in this bat cave. And then all of a sudden, like, we're deep, deep in there. And, like, my dog does
we are
something.
Deep in the bat cave.
And all of a sudden, all these bats just start flying at us. And we're just like, we look at each other and we're just like, oh shit! And just like start running out of the, it was intense.
The whole crew of bats woke up and went,
yeah.
We out.
We're hungry. We want to eat some Hungarians. And it was intense.
The first thing I thought of.
Still like get a little like in pitter patter in the heart.
Are you saying you get a little batty?
You get a little batty.
Is this in at South Mountain?
No, on the other side. So it's kind of like where in the foothills.
Okay, I'm going to go to that little
cave.
I know, Matt. Mark and I.
I'm
going to
go deep into that cave, and I'm going to be real quiet. I'm going to go in there, and then I'm going to go, you motherfucking bats! Come and get me! You can't touch me!
It'd be really funny if you dressed up as Batman and went in. Because then maybe they would recognize you.
Really? Batman, it's all good.
It's one of us.
No,
it's one of us.
No, they're
like
flying by. They're like, hey, what's going on, old chum?
You would need to make some like,
hard
beeps and like have a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
Maybe in a bowl of insects.
But there's also like obviously they'd gotten a boar or a javelina. And because there was. Like javelina
sure
part and vertebrae.
Didn't bring it into there.
I don't think
bats
so.
Bats really don't eat.
You would think so, but these bats, I think, were fucked up. They were
they're
like
living in
angry bats, probably. I don't know, but
let's call Ace Ventura. On this
we
one
need to go.
Because that's all I've been.
We
playing
should do
in my head.
A podcast in the cave.
That's
no,
all
kidding.
I've been playing in my head this whole time. Isn't even Batman. I've just been thinking about Ace Ventura 2.
Oh, with the when you saw bat. Like he's running with it. Actually, if you do go into the cave instead of screaming "Bats, motherfucker," you should scream out.
I don't.
That's what you need to yell out is.
I get nuts.
If you want to get nuts, let's get nuts.
I would have done that if you would have had the feed higher.
Yeah, I could not hear what was happening.
Unimpressed.
Not.
Producer.
Yeah,
unimpressed.
Job opening.
Then he had a. Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
There you go.
That's
baby.
Better. That's better. There we go. He showed up, guys. Not like the Broncos.
Oh, Ross, that was so disappointing. I was, like, ready for a real game, and, like, it might as well have been.
And then the first snap happened.
Yeah.
It was over.
After the snap, it was just snap. Snap.
It was, you know what?
Snap trap.
But you know, it was $4 million for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was the highest rated Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah.
Which means
you mean
it's
highest, like THC level.
Oh my God, the one liner that's so obvious, Aaron, you bit.
I know.
Wait, but you call her a bit or a bitch?
I said
a
she bit.
Oh, bit.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah, she bit. She bit the bait.
Wow, listen to that teeth. Do it again.
I don't. Can
that's
you know
the
when
sound
she,
of teeth.
You know, yeah, when she does that though, it just sounds like. So.
Yep, yeah.
My
pretty much.
Is on fire.
That's why I'm still single, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, when did that happen?
Single, ready
always,
to mingle.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron. I'm hiring you. You're going to be the wingman.
Oh. Steve.
Of me.
Steve. Okay. How am I going to get you ladies? I tried this in Portland for some of my friends out there, and all of them were way more into me than they were into
this is what you need to do. You just walk up to go.
You're going
to
have to worry about that with Steve.
You want
to
get nuts?
He's way more into you than... No, I'm just kidding.
Let's get nuts!
Ballers!
I don't know. I'm just... There's just applications I have out.
You want to... Yeah. It's so also how, because, Natalie, you stole my awkward moment of the week by talking about a hiking story, and mine's nowhere nearly as epic as yours was.
Oh, my God, Nick. I had dreams about it last night. It was fucked up. Shit was scary.
Picking my nose.
Yep.
Hey, you know what they say. You can pick your nose, and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Depends on your friends.
It's a classic.
I learned that from Fat Albert.
Hey, I just died of a heart attack.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so what was your awkward moment of the week?
I was on a little hike around the Papagos with my dog, and...
Every time you say that, I just think you guys both have black friends.
My dog. We do have black friends. We just don't refer to them as our dogs. We refer to them as our friend so-and-so or our friend so-and-so.
I literally thought you were going to go down the other. I was like, I literally refer to them as my black friend, John.
And no. But I coming out of this path and just decided to start running it, took the dog off the leash and we're just getting into it, having fun. When all of a sudden I am... blinded by this man who
blinded by the light.
Well, he was obviously working on not reflecting so much light off of his skin.
Okay.
Literally holding his pants and in these saggy like whitey tighties and had like his walking cane and his hat on, but he definitely was in his late 60s, probably early 70s.
Escaped from
He wasn't, big. He was a tiny man, but it was just all of his saggy skin. And he's just, covered in, oil, trying to get his tan on while he's, going for a hike in his, underwear. And I'm, dragging down this hill, and my dog and I both stopped dead in our tracks, just what the fuck? And I honestly was trying so hard to Snapchat it without being obvious, because I was just nobody's gonna believe me.
I think you just should have done it with him knowing. Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Boosh.
You're like, excuse me, sir. Welcome to the internet.
Yeah.
Or I would have been sir, can I get a photo with you? I'm visiting from another land. And
I'm visiting from Canada, eh?
I've never seen.
And I want to show my friends what Arizona is about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But I could see his saggy penis and saggy
balls.
He was completely naked?
No. But
hey, wait, shut up. I'm Snapchatting this whole fucking podcast. Everyone back the fuck off. I've got this going on. Okay.
Don't put me on the internet.
Continue. Feel good about that.
Right now.
Continue.
And
that was
you
awesome.
Feel like following Mark Norman on Snapchat, I will.
I highly recommend you don't, because he just keeps sending me penis pictures.
But you keep screen saving them. How the fuck am I supposed to feel about that?
But this is the other.
It's an invasion of privacy.
But this is the disturbing part. They're not his.
Oh God, Aaron.
There's
wow.
What am I supposed to do about it?
I was saying Boom. It was your penis. That was a joke.
Oh.
God damn it. Okay, I'm sorry.
But
continue.
Am I supposed to do about it? If you're Snapchatting my dick.
So is there a good way.
It's not my fault if somebody wants to.
To tell somebody that.
You're just not into them?
Breath stinks and it smells like they're eating crap. For
I'm way
lunch
too far away from you.
Dinner.
How close is
this person, by the way? Some floss.
I was about to say, how close is this person to you?
We're good friends.
I would just say, like, just casually be like, hey, want some gum?
But here, what's going to happen is I'm going to be shoving the whole pack in their mouth. And I don't even think the gum would work in there because it'll probably disintegrate.
Male or female?
Female.
Really? A female?
Do they have a purse?
Yes.
Drop floss and travel-sized bottles of mouthwash in there discreetly so they don't know it came from you.
Okay. But see, they're not going to know where it came from, so they probably won't use it because, like, this girl is a bit... on the
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but that we can't name
but
names.
We're not gonna.
Oh, is it like Voldemort, the L shall not be named?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Very much so.
But it's like not only just her, it's also another good friend of mine as well.
Do people not know what how to brush your teeth anymore?
I'm just surprised they can't, like, well, and
think about this though, like
the problem is
especially too, like when you think about, okay, if you're a smoker,
you can't
you
smell.
You don't smell, one, because your senses...
Even though I am a smoker and I can smell their terrible
but
breath.
But two,
every time.
When you're a smoker, you don't smell the smoke on you and things like that. So sometimes when people are like... Because like it's weird because I know people who are like way too aware of their own stank. Like,
oh, I'm super aware.
I mean, there are certain people where I'm like... What the fuck? You're putting on more deodorant? Like, I didn't even know you were smelly. Like, and you were sitting right next to me for 20 minutes. I had no idea. But sometimes you're so used to your own smell that you don't recognize it.
Okay. But I mean, when something smells bad.
You fucking reek.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Do you have any pot?
Yeah, let's roll one down right now.
Okay. Not here.
Segued away.
I'm kidding. We're kidding. It's a joke.
But I remember the rule. Think I've with. Oh, that's tough.
It's really hard.
But
should I get her lessons, like toothbrush lessons?
Maybe
do they have
for
those?
Her next birthday, or hey, Valentine's Day coming up. You could give her a Valentine's
hey,
Day present.
I have an extra ticket for this.
For a cleaning at a dental office. Something.
See, there you go.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Frankie.
Always a hit.
Whoop-dee-doo. That's great. I'm so glad you can do one of my classics for me. That's terrific.
Oh, my God.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get me a hooker and some smokes, all right,
so
kid?
So Frank Sinatra decided to make it.
Fucking, it was Stevie at the Sands. I just heard it. That was incredible.
He's awesome.
He is good at that.
He's super good. I mean, anything. Christopher Walken is ridiculous.
Do Christopher Walken, please.
He's so good.
It's crazy. Hello, Mark. How are you? It's great to be on the radio, the Underground Railroad. There's no black people. Where are they? Did you save them?
They're underground.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She told me it's crazy. You're just mesmerized by the power.
Yeah, the power of the walk-in.
I need more cowbell.
Okay, Aaron, you were saying?
We were just trying to figure out what would you do, Mark, in this situation?
Mark thinks he's so funny.
If we were going to figure out, Natalie is having a dilemma with a friend.
I need an abortion.
Really, really bad breath. Abortion.
Oh, he's got like halitosis or whatever that's called.
Halitosis, exactly. Gingivitis.
Gingivitis, halitosis,
so
whatever.
What is the best way?
Excalidosis.
You would bring it up to, super
kind of. I don't know.
You know what? The best way to bring it up. I know the best way to bring it up is to bring it up.
And be like, here, smell this. And then it's going to be something disgusting.
You just got to go, listen, you have a breath problem. And if I was not your bro or sis, I have to tell you this.
Okay.
Because
so
your
Mark,
breath is like reeking all over my mouth because you're trying to stick your tongue in it. That's what you say. This is you're at ground zero with this breath.
Yeah.
And it's like you've got to make a move. You've got to be straight with him. He'll appreciate it.
I know. I think what I'll do is I'll start telling him my bat tunnel story.
Wait, I thought this was a female.
It's a male and a female.
Oh.
Really?
Wait, oh,
it's a threesome.
Are they the Bobbsey twins?
No. It's a threesome, no. And two of them have bad breath.
Yes.
I was gonna say, it's a male and a female, right?
Yes.
Are they both sure single? Because then you could just put them together and they're done.
One's
are you
single,
sure
one's
you're
not.
Making out with the right end?
No!
Okay. Whoa, kid. There, you can't just keep there, flying off the handle like that.
Is there a wrong end?
Look at that. Look at you with that little wrong end joke on top of a joke on top of a joke.
Yes, it's a joke sandwich. That's what we call it around here.
It's layers upon layers of funniness.
Yes.
And then we tell
it's
people
like a bean dip.
And then we tell people
comedy.
To take that hilariousness and stick it in your mouth. It's delicious.
And then swirl it
as
around.
As long as your breath doesn't. And it won't make your breath stink.
Okay,
afterwards.
Yeah, tell him. You got to tell him.
Yeah, fuck.
You just gotta,
can we name them out?
Okay, one of the
don't be a fucking pussy. Just do it.
What?
Can we call them out now?
Malcolm and Bianca.
Malcolm, Bianca, get your shit together and brush your teeth.
Actually, it's my friend Stephen Mooney and also friend Mark Norman.
You know what? It's
Stephen Mooney.
It's not if it's that gingivitis, halitosis, whatever.
Expelladosis, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's
like all. It's not a breath thing. It's like an internal in the
gullet. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
You gotta,
scary.
You got to tell them and they got to take care of it.
They're not healthy.
They want to know it. They want to know. They want to know.
Dying on the inside.
No, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
People don't realize this, but gum disease leads to heart disease.
And heart disease leads to
death.
Oh, I was going to say fart disease.
No, it leads to death.
I definitely have that disease.
Fart disease?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you should check it out because you might die soon.
I'm kind of stoked. I have a good ticker genetically. I have a really my heart will last forever. Yeah. But I'm going to get cancer next year, so I'm fucked.
Why are you getting cancer
next
year?
Who told you
that? Because everyone in my family got cancer.
Oh, at that age?
You're going to get like...
Not at this age.
What?
Well, but it's what kills us.
What cancer are you going to get?
I'm going to get prostate cancer.
No, Mark.
But isn't every guy on the planet going to?
No, you're not. Okay.
Well, no, prostate cancer is actually a really easy... If they catch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is Mark took a BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, I was going to ask you this. How
I need advice from a male, Aaron. Please.
How many times do you jerk off a day?
That's a very good question, Stephen.
At least.
No, it's true.
Okay.
How many times
I'm going to say.
Be honest.
I'm being honest right now. Stop looking at me, you fucking bitches.
Shaving it down.
I'm being honest right now. At a minimum. Once
a day.
At a minimum.
Well, okay,
I'm saying this.
Yes.
Jerk off as much as you can because that actually will help you not get prostate cancer.
Oh my God, I got 3 in today. I'm good.
Boner.
So, today I will not
Boner.
Get prostate cancer.
Hey, but
check day, it. The year of our Lord, 2014.
The year of our Lord.
I'm jerking off right now.
Hey, look at that girl. He's jerking off. It's fantastic.
No, like,
what
if
do?
If you do get prostate cancer, like part of the surgery that they do to like fix it causes you not to ejaculate anymore.
I know. They nuked my fucking dad's prostate and
so,
he can't get it up. It's
no,
bullshit.
No. He can get,
well,
you can get it up.
He's 78.
You can get it up, but nothing comes out. So you
old
can still
people
orgasm,
need to fuck too.
But nothing
that's
comes out.
That's all I care
up.
About.
And that's
and
awesome.
And I can't get her pregnant? I am fucking golden.
That is awesome.
I am a golden god.
Like, I think every guy should know.
Well, actually, no. Thank you for all of this because a girlfriend and I were recently having a discussion about what's the point of having to deal with the, like...
Viagra.
It sucks.
It's delicious
to deal
in cereal, I tell you.
With having a uterus when you have no intentions of using it.
Is this a personal, like, choice for you? What?
Just saying, like, it sucks having a uterus. Like, as a female, you get your period and it sucks.
Yeah.
I have no intentions of having children. Why do I have to deal with my fucking uterus? Why should you have to worry about your semen?
You can get it removed.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot more costly and difficult.
You
than
know
that is true.
Actually,
I always was curious about that because there are some women who are just like, look, I'm not going to have kids and all this kind of stuff and everything
like
that. But it's like, why should I have to deal with that bullshit? And same with guys. It's like, look, I'm not going to have kids. Why can't I just be shooting my blanks?
Yeah. You know? Or no, just nothing at all.
Can I just
prostate ejectus.
Yeah.
Because even if you're masturbating, it gets messy sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
I can overcome
you
that.
You can never, dude. Oh, well, okay. No.
I can deal with a mess. I got t-shirts lying around
everywhere. No.
Okay. That's the thing, though.
I would never borrow a t-shirt from
but
you.
But this is Mark knows what
that's
I'm talking
really
about here,
awesome
though.
That's a t-shirt you got on. Yeah, Aaron, that's
oh,
like,
wait. I got it from your back.
Mark.
Damn it.
Mark knows what I'm talking about, though, with when you masturbate and everything, that you can never gauge how much semen's going to come out. Like, sometimes you'll get, like, a fucking, Niagara Falls, or sometimes you'll just get, like,
I think I've wasted my fucking supply, and then out of nowhere, at, like, time number three, it's just like I just got hit in the face.
Wow!
It's all like Jellystone Park all over your face.
I thought I had nothing left. I was going to shoot out air.
Right.
Boom. I lose an eye.
It's like, hey, boo-boo, did you see that semen come out of him? It's crazy.
So we're not the only ones that I've experienced. Like, oh, shit. That's
well, no. Because, like, well, my friend, like,
in the face.
I mean, it's
her boyfriend told her because like they have condoms and like she noticed that a few were missing, but they hadn't had sex and like they hadn't used it. And she was like, so what's up with these condoms? Like, why are they missing? And she's all like, well, or he was like, well, I used them to masturbate. So like when I masturbate, it kind of catches the semen.
Okay, that's a fucking pussy.
And I was all like,
no, that's a fucking lie.
That's a lie.
And I was like, my boyfriend lies to me too, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Jesus,
like, I'm sure you live
that. No, but that does happen though, because you can never predict your semen outcome, and sometimes the girl's like, you'll have sex, and then she's all like, then you're going for the second round, she's like, shoot it in my face, and then you're like, it's like, bink bink, and she's like, what the fuck was that? It's like you just unloaded like a dump truck in my vagina.
Have you seen Peter North for three hours?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but dude is saving up for a week. That's just like a male model going, this is what I look like. The dude just did 500 push-ups. Come on. It's like there's a total.
I've never seen that much, even from a guy that's waited for a week. I've never seen that much.
I'm going to jizz like, all over your face. You're going to know, woman.
I'll be like, Christmas on my face. Oh, no.
It's going to be a white Christmas.
Natalie, I wouldn't do that to you. That was a joke.
I appreciate that. I mean, even though I hear it's good for your skin. And
I know. And your skin is good. And I want you to keep it that way.
Thank you.
You're going to drop 5 pounds of cum on her face.
No, I just said I wouldn't. It was a joke.
You said...
Aaron,
but she
all,
has smooth skin, and I'd like it
here.
To stay that
Not
way.
Not only
he
is your podcast
about,
she would too.
He cares about my epidermis.
Humor.
It's very nice.
I'm aware of that.
I want that shirt back. You took it out of my alley, and it... Never mind.
No, you don't want it back. You want to know where that shirt's been? It's been to L.A.
No, it's been to Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what it means to me, is Louisiana. Fuck you, Los Angeles.
I'm moving there.
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
No, Los Angeles.
La La Land?
La La Land.
Land of the Lost?
I wish it was Land of the Lost.
Better
it
is.
I know, right? Land of the With Lost. Will Ferrell.
Or the original show was pretty awesome, too. The weird animatronic dinosaurs. I don't know.
I thought it was pretty bad. But
it was awful. For
its time, I guess. It was.
Tell me an incredible story, Natalie. Tell it. Tell it now.
Are you going to light a cigarette? Are you going to go smoke? You're going to leave us for
That
tobacco?
Was my segue. You would tell the story. I'd come back and go, oh, what an incredible story.
I need you here for my story.
Okay, I'll stay here for this story.
Okay. So, the other night, I was in a monster truck. And I was having sex. I'm just kidding.
In a monster truck.
See, if you just would have continued, I would have given a fucking shit.
I know, right? It's a good start. But no, you tell us a story.
That's what she said.
I've been telling stories.
I need an awkward moment of the week. You never have an awkward moment.
Okay, yeah. I tried to jack off for the fourth time, and I just got lazy. There. Fine.
That is
now you
awkward.
Have it.
How's that spinach working out for you, Popeye?
It is good. I've eaten spinach every day this year.
Every day.
And it's like, yeah.
I was going to say, your face looks brighter.
It's because the spinach, right?
It's because the gray beard,
I guess.
Yeah. God,
it's always been there.
But the whole thing is, I'm like all consciously, my New Year's resolution was to eat spinach every day this year.
Nice.
And I've continued it.
Cooked or uncooked?
What?
It doesn't matter.
Both. In the morning, if I don't think I'm going to eat spinach, like that day, I will just grab 5 leaves and eat them.
Like a giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, like a giraffe.
I do that too, just because I know what's good for me. So I'm just like,
And you know? It's like
personally, I like it better uncooked than cooked.
I like it better in my omelet.
I just had one today.
And smothered with
amazing
butter. You know, that always helps with anything.
Yeah, good for your arteries.
Think about that. If you put butter on, they put butter on snails and call it escargot. And it tastes so good because it's butter.
No, you can put butter on anything. And I just started to like butter. I didn't like butter because it's so bad for you. There's all this.
No way. Margarine's worse for you than butter now.
Butter's good for you.
Butter's better for you than margarine.
I prefer cooking with butter than like oil, because if you use just like the same amounts, like say you use like 2 teaspoons or 2 tablespoons, it gives it still flavor when you're like sauteing shit in your pan.
Oh, yeah.
But and fat is good for you, but I don't know. Like I started,
what music are you playing
it's
right
now? Popeye. We've been talking about spinach.
Okay, because I can't hear it very loudly.
Well, because I want people to talk.
No, I understand. I don't know. I get it.
What, Natalie? I'm sick of your bullshit.
Shut fire your hairy eyebrows.
Do not ruin our flow, Natalie.
Been noticing,
you have this. Don't fucking drop the ball. Go on, Aaron.
Have fun.
Mark, have you been noticing, though, since all the spinach you're consuming, is there a difference in your energy or your poops or like what have you noticed since you've been?
Tell us the energy of your poops.
Yes, pretty much.
And the color.
What color are they? What color are green. Your poop?
I can jack off 4 times.
Boom. There it
Whereas
is, folks.
Before,
there it
we
is.
Were eating just
that's
an
all
burger,
that's all.
Like
I was eating pizza, but I was, I was jacking off 5 times. Nothing. You know what? I've noticed it. I have noticed it in my energy. In all due honesty, I've never eaten this healthy. Never in my entire since maybe when I was a baby and I was getting some Gerber like spinach.
I don't know if
spinach.
I believe that.
No, I
because you look like you're. I mean, you've got some veins going on, like good circulation.
Yeah, well, that's because I used to do heroin.
No, I've never done heroin. I've never done heroin.
That's not what you said outside.
Steve.
Don't pretend. Throw me under the bus.
I have to.
But pretend it's heroin your job. Bus. It's your job. But it's like I work out maniacally.
Okay.
So, but I was eating pizzas before continuously. Constantly. At all times.
Thin
every
crust
time.
Or
always the pizza.
All of them.
Okay. Stuffed
all
crust.
Of them.
Stuffed crust.
And it
all
was,
the pizza.
And cheese is my best friend.
Such
and,
a good friend.
And now.
Except for when you're on a date and it's just like.
Okay, that doesn't happen to me, but talk about that.
Pizza makes me a freaking orchestra. Like, I'm just like. Burp, burp, burp,
I
burp,
lived
burp,
with you.
This is
for
way
while.
Too
you're
much of the slumber
orchestra.
Party. I didn't.
Well,
this is so much of
cheese.
The slumber party. Okay, tell me about this. Belittle yourself.
Would
go
you,
ahead.
Would you
do
like
it.
To come to my orchestra?
Yes. Fart for me, Natalia.
The ticket
fart for
in
me.
The bathroom
I need
in
cheese.
Like 10 minutes. Natalie will
your
be
ticket
performing.
Is,
are you lactose intolerant?
No, I just like cheese.
No, but then why do you...
Well, I'm not... Because it's...
In the next...
There's bacteria in the cheese. And the reason why we fart is because the bacteria inside our bellies...
And it's good bacteria.
It could
most
be good
of it.
And bad, you know, whatever. Who knows what's in there? But did someone just fart right
now? Any hoozles, in the next 7 minutes, Natalie will be in the bathroom farting Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. If anybody cares,
see, this
to
is bullshit.
Join
Natalie
Natalie's
was perfect until I heard this story.
Running,
she was perfect.
Running train.
If
and
anybody
now
wants to visit Natalie's orchestra,
farting machine that.
Well, only when like, I eat cheese.
But guess what,
but you know what?
Comes out of that farting
cheese-ita.
Machine?
No, check this
Marcus,
out. Check this out.
That farting machine that Natalie creates is full of butterflies, rainbows, and classical symphonies.
Oh, I thought you were about to say hopes and dreams.
No.
And hand jobs.
No. There's no hopes and dreams.
Classical symphonies and hand jobs. And hand jobs. Just enough.
Right? Because who wants anything more?
So basically, Stephen is jacking off himself to
the Beethoven. Idea of Natalie's farts.
Beethoven and my farts.
Well, you said hand jobs and classical music, so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. But no, so there was a story in the news where this barn caught on fire because, like, inside the barn there was a bunch of cows.
What?
And all the methane.
Why oh, would there okay, be I get cows it. In a barn?
All the methane.
Yeah.
Too much flammable Mueller. Cow farts.
And, like, could you, what a fucking barbecue, right? Like, ugh. No.
I saw the everyone? Joke that you wanted to make.
I know. I.
But you just didn't you craft
didn't,
it well
I
enough.
I was it was a pre
ejaculatory. No, yeah, it was a good concept.
Yeah,
she got concept. She got the pre joke out.
Yeah, yeah. It was yeah. a good pre joke.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping someone might jump on it, but no.
Don't let Aaron talk. Whenever she talks, cut her off.
No, we love Aaron.
Aaron, what's up?
Talking.
Did you guys hear about the guy who killed his wife by performing a Dutch oven?
What?
You guys know what a Dutch oven
yes.
is, right?
No, tell me what a Dutch oven is.
Okay. Okay,
there
fine.
He goes.
Go smoke. There whatever, goes. Mark.
Don't throw me in the bus when I walk away.
Okay.
He's leaving us, folks.
So, okay. This man, apparently around a bunch of his coworkers, had heard that they were, like, farting under the covers and then, like, pulling their wives' heads, like...
No, my dad used to do that. Like, he'd be like, I'm spinning in the air.
Yeah.
And then so she'd hide under the covers, and then he'd he farted.
Yeah. So this guy, he claims he's never tried it before, and he so just heard a bunch of his coworkers joking about it. And instead, like, so his wife is, like, reading in bed one night, and he goes, honey, please just put your head under the cover. I wanna play this game called Dutch Oven, and I'm gonna fart and whatever. I guess it's a gas.
He tells her that he's gonna fart.
He claims because he ended up killing her.
Because
so
his fart
she
took all the
yeah because he tightened down the sheets so much and farted. And just, like, held it there for too long that, like, she literally, like, ended up, like, dying, suffocating from his farts. And he went to trial over it and everything.
I was going
to... Did he go to jail or...
No, because they, like... Because
I really hate for him to try to start dating again. It's like, how did your last wife die? Well, I
suffocated with a Dutch oven to her face.
Dutch stuff. Were they English or
it
no?
It was Europe.
That was it. Oh, yeah. Dutch stuff in her face.
I think they might have been German,
to be honest. Oh, look at me. I Dutch stuff in her face just like I did to the Jews.
Right?
Oh, that's not... Okay. That was great.
Hey,
what happened? Steve crossed the line?
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're crossing lines tonight, folks.
You're getting all Nazi shit on us.
Speaking of Nazi,
you're gonna
need another beer.
Well, you're at 48 minutes, so.
All right.
Boosh. Any more embarrassing stories?
Let's talk about the Nazis real quick.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in the phone book, in any phone book, whatever the internet phone book or the actual yellow pages or white pages, with the last name Hitler?
There was a family, we've talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
there
was
a family in West Virginia who decided to name their last name isn't Hitler, but they decided to name their child Adolf first name, Hitler middle name.
Okay.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let them
cake.
Do a birthday cake.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I do remember that story. But the whole, I just want to know. A family of Hitlers that is just like a
sounds like a new sitcom on
They're
NBC.
Out there.
We
there.
Didn't know.
It's time for the Family of Hitler show.
I missed that. Grandpapa didn't say a word about it.
Actually,
well, like they don't know the history of it.
Yeah. It's like I just don't believe that's possible. It's like if enough time goes by, it'll be okay. It's like, you know, there's like a Genghis Khan, there's the Tartars, and you know,
there's
those, and they 100 years from now, they might lose track,
and
stuff.
Yeah.
But this day and age, if you have the last name Hitler, it's just like, oh, you're just a neo-Nazi going into it.
No, you're not going anywhere fast as far as like with popularity.
You're not
going
to be a CEO.
Yeah, you're not.
The CEO of General Motors, Hitler. Johnny Hitler.
Hi.
That is not going
to
happen.
Yeah. I'd like to meet your CEO. It's Mr. Hitler.
Yeah.
What?
It's Mr. Hitler to you.
Thank you. This is Mr. Hitler.
I actually have some friends who... They got married at Burning Man a couple years ago, and now they're having their first child, and they've talked about, like, okay, well, is it going to take my last name? Because, like, the wife didn't give up her maiden name. So they're like, well, are we going to hyphenate the last name? Are we going to... What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And they've decided, and they're actually in the middle of filling out the paperwork to create their own last name.
Like with their same letters?
No. Oh. Like them as a family with a child on the way that they've refused to figure out what the sex of the child is. So they decided that the last name of the family is going to be Evermore. And I feel like I need to call my friend to figure out what they decided the first name of the child is going to be if it's a female. It's something Bella or something that makes me believe that if they do have a little girl, she's going to end up just being this epic burlesque performer.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they have a son, however, they're going to name... Oh, no.
No inside jokes.
We're thinking about something else. Okay. These friends, like, the name they picked out for the daughter, she's going to be destined to be a fantastic burlesque performer or something. But, however, if they have a son, they decided the first name is going to be Hannibal.
Richard.
So Hannibal
Evermore.
Your friends are hippies, aren't they?
Do they not?
Or
they're in the
Burning
movie
Man.
Highlander. There could
they
only
got
be
married
one.
At
oh, so you're,
there, Burning
so you're gonna name him Hannibal Evermore, are you?
Well, they're making the new family last name Evermore.
That's
like,
so retarded.
It's so Edgar Allan Poe.
Evermore.
And I think it was like...
Your friends are retarded. Tell them that they're retarded, and I hate them.
Hitler Evermore.
Once again,
sure,
if I could have crafted my Vinyasana chakra thing better earlier, like, your eyes can be so small. It's such a bigger world out there. It's
no,
so much
no,
bigger.
You just, it's not that, no, these are the kind of people that piss me off. They're just all
coming
like.
Coming from the boy who wanted to name his firstborn Paint Bucket.
That's different. That's for comedy. And that's for the world to laugh at.
I know, respect the fucking comedy. God damn
so
it.
So respect the fucking arts. Hannibal Evermore, come on. That kid's going to be epic.
I would give him a better last name if you're going to call him Hannibal.
Or a cannibal.
He's, be a cannibal for a Hannibal. I'm making bumper stickers.
Fly me to the moon. Let me sing among the stars.
And with that, thanks for joining us all for another episode of the
Underground Railroad.
That sucked awesomely. I love that.
Yeah,
great job, guys.
Maybe we should.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Aaron, shut up!